雅思口语星周刊每月都期考一场。大家好，我是每个月会去参加一场考试 Jason。 今天和大家分享讨论一下关于 Part 2当中的高频话题，叫做高层建筑相关。原题这样说的，叫做 Describe a tall building in your city you like or dislike， 你喜欢或者不喜欢的一个高层建筑。开门见山，丧思路，首先交代内容本身，这个高层建筑是 a city library， 它不是一个传统的酒店啊，或者高层写字间，是一个城市图书馆，20多层，那非常非常大，把基本细节带入。其次强调它的特色，它呢24小时开放，那这是非常大的特色，而且 free wifi， 到里面可以免费用 wifi， 特别棒，有很多的学习资料啊，学习的地方相关，把这些特征带进来。第三结尾强调这个地方对我的影响，我一般周末都会去，偶尔呢可能平时不太忙也会去，我觉得这个地方对我很多的帮助，让我能够看书啊，让我能够更好的学习啊什么的。最重要的是它已经是我们城市的一个地标建筑了，那很多外来游客都会去打卡去看。这样来看，三者共同回答符合逻辑。首先交代这个建筑本身是一个二十多层楼的一个图书馆，其次强调它的特征，最后呢结尾再做一个引导，强调对我的一种影响，或者说强调出来它是一个地标建筑。这样来看，三者共同回答符合逻辑。话不多讲，五秒钟看一下今天内容该如何过渡出来。
Well, actually, the tall building in my city is a bit special. It's not a traditional one. I mean, a traditional hotel or modern shopping center, but a city library. You can't believe it, right? It has more than 20 floors, very large, include a study room, media area, reading room, and computer center or such. The free Wi-Fi is available there. The point is that it's free of charge. I mean, for 24 hours. It's usually open to the public on weekdays or sometimes on weekends.I'm not sure about it. But you can find that lots of people like to go to library. Probably they want to use the free Wi-Fi, or let's say they just love reading books, periodicals, or magazines. The location is nearly perfect. Located in the city center, I mean the central area of my city, there are more than 5 subway lines and 7 bus lines in general, maybe. If you want to visit such a tall building, it could be quite user-friendly, by the way. For my part, I love this tall building, as I've mentioned above.I like to, you know, sit in the library a couple of times each week, especially when I have freedom. It's a good place for me to rest my mind or just think about my life. More importantly, it's getting close to where I live. I just walk to the place in 5 to 10 minutes, maybe. Till now, it has been with us for 5 more years. And certainly, it has become a landmark for my city. So that's it.
那在结尾呢，杰森做了一个引导，强调出来呢，这样的一个很高的图书馆的建筑呢，是我们城市的一个地标。考官接下来就会问了，那一般地标建筑都长什么样子呀？那你可以说公园啊，或者体育场馆呀，或者艺术中心什么的，形成更多话题的引导。好，说几个小的细节，第一个强调呢，多媒体区域 ,media area, 第二个免费 wifi 可用 ,free wifi is available, 第三个就像我上面说到的一样 ,as I've mentioned above, 最后离我住的地方很近。It's getting close to where I live. 这样来看，把一些小的鞋带起来，让文章更加有说服力。好，那今天的一期节目呢，就录制到这里。如果大家有更多的问题，还是可以 follow WeChat B176939107 B176939107。希望今天这期节目可以带你们帮助，谢谢。